Warning. Broken simulation. Broken simulation. With Sam Tripoli.
Welcome to Broken Simulation. How are you all? Thank you for tuning in to the Sports Center for the Apocalypse. I am the co-host of this wonderful human being. To know him is to love him. Johnny Woodard. How are you, Johnny?
Living that life. We're in here on a Sunday, taking it easy, bringing out the chill vibes for Halloween.
Chill vibes, bro. Chill vibes.
Election day coming at us. Probably by the time you hear that, the people listening to this are going to
know. Well, I know in the future.
Actually, maybe they won't. I'm expecting this to take a while.
Oh, you're so hilarious. I don't want to get into politics. I really don't want to talk politics.
Yeah, I don't either.
You know, Johnny, I got to tell you, man, really let down by Halloween. Wasn't a lot of nice pictures to beat off to. You know, I mean, like, COVID just killed being a slut, and it sucks. Yeah. And, you know, another reason to hate the Chinese virus. Right? Am I right, Johnny?
The Wuhan flu.
Wuhan flu. I mean, do you see pictures coming out of Wuhan? They're just having good times. We're here, like, locking it down.
I saw England is going back under. Apparently, if you don't live with your partner, like, you can't have sex now. You can't meet to have sex.
And what?
In England, yeah. They have, like, tiers for the couples. Like,
it's
and if
so
you're like
dumb.
A tier three couple, you can't get together and bone anymore.
That's the dumbest thing since color coded for terrorist warnings. It's salmon. There's a salmon terrorist warning. Salmon terrorist attacks out there.
So dumb.
It was so dumb, and they would tell you everything but where it might go down. You remember that?
Terrorist
warning. We're like, where?
Airports.
Where?
Where? Just airport.
By the way, and you know, remember the emergency broadcasting signal? Do you remember that? It just, whenever you're enjoying your show, boom, they hit you with it just to annoy the fuck out of you.
Almost always a test, too.
By the way, on 9/11, I never heard that one time. The one time I want to hear it, never heard it. Haven't heard it through COVID either.
No, yeah, I haven't heard that thing in a long time, actually.
I see it all. They run it late night now, so it'll bother you.
The test,
you know?
Yeah, it's probably like when we get the big one in L.A., the earthquake, that'll probably be when we hear it.
It's just like, dude, I mean, Halloween is the one. You know what's kind of weird about dressing like slutty is that women dress slutty all the time now. So it's still amazing, but it's not the same thing.
Yeah, it's just cool to see a chick dress slutty like she's from Avatar. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of cool to me.
Ladies, when you comment on this, do you dress slutty to give boners? Is that your job? Like, is that what you're trying to do?
Like, the face with the open mouth, with the tongue, like this, like they're just getting ready to take.
Don't make the face, Johnny. I don't want to get rock hard.
You know
here.
What I'm talking about, though. Know what I'm talking about. The face where their mouth is just wide open, like they're about to take one right in the face, you know, like a
oh, yeah, like that?
Yeah, do it again. I didn't have the camera on you. Girls make that face all the time in pictures. And
is
it's
it like, I used to have a joke about, but dude, Instagram's girls wake up in the morning just like, time to make the boners. Like, is your job to make boners.
You ever read the shit guys comment on girls' Instagrams? It's so bad.
No, my favorite thing is when people,
what's up, sweetie?
On the Pornhub,
girl, you so fine.
Videos, they get in fights with each other on who loves the girl more, or they want to marry the girl in the porn star.
Yeah, and it's all it's just like escalating, sort of like, dude, I would eat her shit, man.
Yeah.
And then the next guy's like, dude, I would eat her shit after you rate it.
Yeah,
you know?
Whatever, dude. You don't love her, I love her.
And by the end of it, you know, they're basically like raising their kids and married. So.
Yeah, dude. And then everybody's getting on OnlyFans. I've been talking about it. If I get enough likes, I'll make a fans only. I'm like, what does that mean? I got to say this to ladies. If you're failing in a lot of stuff in life, okay, like OnlyFans isn't going to go any different.
Yeah.
Like, I know you think like you just take a picture of your snatch and just like put it up and make $1 million. I hate to tell you, there's more pictures of snatch on the internet than anything else.
Yeah.
The only thing that there might be more pictures of pussies are literally pussies, cats. Maybe that's it.
Maybe.
But that's it.
Maybe.
There is more pictures of pussies. So, I mean, it is a crowded field.
Yeah.
There's chicks on there selling videos of them with a bat in their ass. for $5.
Sam, when he pays advertising money out sometimes, he will write in the memo shit like ass fucking and sucking dick. How much would you have to get paid to get a bat in your ass? Major League Baseball.
How deep?
Louisville Slugger.
Which end?
With the broad end, buddy.
The top?
Yeah, a good 6 inches of the wide end.
Dude, I do not. There are so many times I'm stuck in traffic, and I'm just like, man, I got to take a shit. And if I had a blown out asshole, I'd be done. It'd be all. I would be stuck in a shit tank.
So you're saying you need your ass integrity so much that you couldn't.
This thing is an exit only, brother. It is never nothing.
Wait, so let's think about now that
I won't even go get the doctor's check.
So what about for like 10 mil? Like
10 mil to shove? How far?
You got to get about 6 inches of the wide end up your ass.
Nope. It's just like money. It's just
$100 million. You're doing it. Shut up.
6 inches?
Yeah, 100 mil.
Lube. I get lube,
but you can train. You can train for a week or whatever.
That's even worse. I'd rather just get it
done. No, I don't think you would.
And
you're more likely to blow it out if you
just blow it in
there.
Dude, here's what I do. Bang it out. Go find the number one surgeon and get, like, the Mercedes-Benz of buttholes.
Like women who get their vag tightened after a pregnancy?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Just put a little fucking shoestring in there and tighten it like a fucking...
like a fucking Crown Royal back.
Yeah. Crown Royal my asshole. We're going to get dinged on this, too.
Ah, shit, we are, aren't we? We've been really having problems. Please share this show with other people.
Please
because
share
it. YouTube fucks us so hard.
Dude, I am the Shadow Ban King.
Demonetization. They're not even shadow.
I am the king of the Shadow Ban.
The last time, what was that thing I sent you? They demonetized it because we were talking about national tragedies or something like that. And I'm like, what did we... National tragedies?
They just... Dude,
they
here's the thing.
They just make shit up, man.
Like we talked about before. There's no way is it fucking the AI is not a non-binary lesbian.
Oh yeah, we got
roller
that
derby with fucking blue hair. There's no way AI is a. They're just bitches.
Yeah, I'm gonna put our social media up right now. You can check us out on whatever the fuck and
what is our social media? Do we have one? Why did?
No, I mean like our accounts. I think we got banned. Like
why
you got banned immediately.
Why did they take us down?
It don't matter.
Man, I'm starting to lose my skull, bro. I'm starting to lose my
skull. I'm surprised you haven't lost your Instagram.
Oh, well, they're shadow banning it like a mofo.
Even now the tinfoil hat Instagram is getting shadow
banned.
Oh,
big time, dude. I used to get, like, I can get 10,000 views, 15,000, 17,000. For me, that's a lot. You know? Now I'm getting 2, 3. I'm hoping after the election, it will some go back some sort of normal.
We gotta just hope that one of these alternate platforms takes off.
Yeah, but then it's like, that's what they were saying about Parler, that it's like controlled opposition and stuff.
Yeah, it got to be one that's good, though. Like, dude, that idea you had about MySpace, man, taking over MySpace, that's such a good, because people, it's already in people's
head. $3 million, it's like $30 million to buy. We got to know somebody with $30 million, right? Like, Rogan, buy MySpace.
That, you know why he has as much money as he has? Because he doesn't do shit like buy MySpace. That's why he has all that money.
Well, how about I text him right now and go, hey, buy MySpace.
Yeah, please do.
Can I get into something? Speaking of Rogan.
Your show, buddy. Do what you want.
No, it's your show. I'm your sidekick.
It's our show. We do it together.
Okay. I'm cool with that. Johnny, I wanted to talk to you.
Please. Evian.
About Joe Rogan's episode with Kanye West.
Amazing.
You had told me to watch it. Now, here's a big thing. Here's a big problem I have, Johnny. I don't like to be influenced.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't watch any of my buddies' comedy specials. Like, if my friends are selling albums, I'll buy them. I don't watch them.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to support them, but I won't watch them.
What about when you're in the store?
What do you mean?
Like, will you ever sit in the back and just laugh a little bit?
No, very rarely. Unless it's someone I really love. Like, Byron Bowers, I'll do that with. Fahim Anwar, I'll do that with.
What do you mean love? Like personally you love them?
Like,
or
like I just
you love
think
their,
they're different
their
that I could like, it won't, oh, I'm not going to be, it won't influence me.
You're not cribbing from
and,
them.
You know, well, I don't do that.
No, I mean accidentally.
Yeah, I don't want to do anything with it. Yeah. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to, so I just don't want to get influenced. So, and that has bled into podcasting. I don't listen to a lot of podcasts. I wish I listened to them more.
You listen to like AM radio, right?
You know, I was listening to sports for a while, and I'd like to get into some sports talk too. But I don't even listen to that very much. I need to start getting stimulus from the outside. I needless to say, I need to do it. So after, because I thought Rogan was on a nice run with guests. Like,
oh, he's had some,
like three or four in a row were bruisers, just like, it went like Maynard, all right.
Matthew McConaughey,
Kanye, Glenn Greenwald, is that his name?
Glenn Greenwald, who just quit at The Intercept.
And
yeah.
Then there was one more. Oh, Alex Jones, right?
Yeah, Alex Jones and what's his face?
Or I think it went Alex Jones, then Glenn.
No, Alex Jones was on with Tim.
Yeah. And I thought, it's like, man, what a murder's row of interviews that is. Yeah. But that's what happens when you're the top shit. But I don't listen to any, even Rogan's, I don't really listen to people's podcasts. I just don't want to be influenced. But after hearing everybody pushing me and everyone's like, you got to listen to it, I decided to listen to it. I'm going to tell you something, Johnny. I learned more from that podcast than probably the 10 years I've been doing podcasting. And at some point, I just kind of started to marvel at Joe Rogan's interviewing skills. Now, I've been told afterwards, you know, Alex Jones did a lot of conspiracies. Joe cut him off a lot. But in this particular podcast, I felt it was a master's class in how to interview people.
What do you mean by that? Because I agree. I thought Kanye was, impressive is not even the right word. And far different than I thought he was. Rogan did a good job of just kind of directing him without a lot of interference and kind of nudging him along.
Let me ask you a quick question, Johnny.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Before Tinfoil Hat, how do you think you would have received some of the things that Kanye was talking about?
Well, I mean, me and you, before I met you, maybe not as well. But you had kind of, we talked about a lot of that shit since I moved out here, basically. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of it. I would have just thought he was cuckoo, maybe.
Right? So I've heard that from my friends. My friends go, dude, Kanye's fucking saying crazy shit, man. I go, no. Kanye wasn't saying crazy shit. He was saying shit crazy. There's a big difference, right?
Well, this guy's been to Mordor. You know what I mean? He's seen the, you know, he's been to the top.
Like he's sitting down having talks with people. And it's very interesting because, you know, when he talked about Oprah Winfrey, he talked in terms of loving terms. And now, if you listen to a lot, you know, a lot of things with Oprah has come out that's kind of dark, you know, her association with certain people. You know, and that's kind of how it is with, like, Rogan. You know, it's like everybody outside of, like, Rogan or Khaled or D'Elia or Whitney, you know, it's like I know these people on a personal level. I'm not saying that everything said about them, there isn't a little truth to it, but it's like I don't think all of them are monsters the way people try to make them out to be. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's very weird when you have a personal friendship with somebody and then you hear how the internet thinks of them.
There's a difference between believing more than the official line and believing more than what most people do and believing everything, you know what I mean? Or thinking, you know, you gotta put it to the test. See if it's true. Look for evidence.
Well, you know, like a great example is Alex Jones, right? Like everybody thinks Alex Jones is like this, like monster. And I'm telling you, in the couple times I've dealt with the man, he's been nothing but kind.
Yeah.
And nice. But back to the show, I thought I remember watching it, and you know, and this is to anybody who's the swarm who listens to the show as well. I hear what you're saying now. I hear.
Wait, are you talking about stop interrupting?
Okay. Yes. And what I had a couple things happen this week that kind of opened my eyes.
It sounds like you had like a mini epiphany, maybe like a.
Yes.
Paradigm shift for
100%.
You. 100%. To use Kanye's term.
So what I'm going to do is what Laurel Erica did. Did you notice that she was writing down notes as she was going? I need to get a pad of paper, start writing down questions I might have.
And you can write, right? I mean, that's...
What do you mean?
You can spell and like.
I can spell in a way I know what I'm spelling.
Okay. I just thought you might want to use like a dictation machine or something. I can mute you.
What am I in the middle of the show going?
No, I'll mute you. I'll mute you and you can like. Might be easier.
Unbelievable, Johnny.
No, I think that's a good idea.
Trying to save the world and you're just mocking me, man.
So, and what do you think? So just then get some points you want to come back to and when there's a breath, like just kind of get.
Oh, Johnny, thanks to fucking you. What? I almost deleted.
What?
I almost. Oh, man. Thank God I found that, Johnny, or else you would have been a deep shit. Dog.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I almost erased all of my notes.
How is that? How does that have anything to do with me?
Because you talked some shit and got me angry. So, Johnny.
I think. Well, okay, so you're thinking about now, I'm going to write. Have a little journal here, write notes down, and then get back to it later when we have a moment.
Let them do their thing. Go, okay, I want to ask you about this, this, and this.
You know, right now, it's more important than ever to support the men and women making stuff in this country, in the United States. And that includes clothes. Did you know that in 1960, 95% of all clothing was made in the United States? Today, only 3% is. Have you ever wondered maybe why we make all our stuff overseas? Related to that, why does most of the stuff we buy feel disposable and cheap, and most of it we just end up throwing away? Seems like those two ideas are probably related, right? Well, we're here to tell you about our new sponsor, American Giant. American Giant has built a 100% USA-based supply chain. They're a clothing manufacturer with a relationship to factories, workers, and communities at every step. It's not the cheapest to manufacture things this way, to make things this way, but it does make for a better sweatshirt, and it's better for the people and the planet. American Giant makes clothing that's durable, not disposable. American Giant is reclaiming the American tradition of making high-quality clothes that last. American Giant expects their clothes to be worn more and kept longer because they're built to last. These clothes are also, because they can be used more, you actually need fewer of them. You don't need as many. And they're not going to end up in a landfill. We here at Broken Simulation think that's just great. A company that's making high-quality products in the United States. And we would really encourage you to visit American-Giant.com. If you use the promo code BROKEN there, you'll get 15% off your first order. That's 15% off when you use the code BROKEN at American-Giant.com.
But I thought the Joe Rogan interview was spectacular.
Me too.
And it met its expectations. It's like two of the top of their game meeting and having a conversation, and Joe handling him with care.
What kind of numbers do you think he did on that?
It's whatever it is. It's got to be one of his top shows. Yeah. It's got to be one of his top shows. He's interesting, dude. I love him very much. He's very interesting.
Yeah, and it took a lot of balls moving out to Austin, and now you're seeing his influence because everybody and their sister's moving out there.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's very interesting.
Yep, I'm sure. I we've talked about this before, but I'm sure Austinites aren't thrilled with this whole crew of LA people moving.
I mean, yeah, Austin. No. I mean,
well, the comedy scene is going to get way better, but my concern is all the people that are going to come with it.
It's going to change. It's going to change. Yeah. Tim Dillon put out a great tweet, and it was about how alt comedy was a psyop.
Okay.
And you think about it, man. Think about it. Like, the mechanism in which for alt comics to blow up is almost dead.
What was the mechanism? Just the little coffees?
No. I'm talking about the pushing up of these comics that, like, couldn't kill in the comedy club, but they kill in these, like, alt venues.
Oh, all venues are all gone now, is what you're saying?
No, yeah. The television like shows are gone.
Oh, okay.
Can that group get a huge following off the internet? And it's definitely possible. It's how hard do you want to work?
And it's funny, the internet. So, I mean, it's so vast. That's such an obvious statement, but that there could be people we don't know about right now that are just having huge careers.
We just talked about Killer Bees.
Yeah, that are having massive careers with these alt comic like liberal people.
But you know, it's like I thought. Tonight,
Pod Save America, like those are alt comics right there.
Pod Save America is the is the human centipede of fucking podcasting.
This is how you get Sam going, by the way, is to mention shitty liberal podcasts.
No, just like fake. Like one time, they're like 100 million people have listened to our podcast. Bullshit. Bullshit.
HBO tried to pump that so hard, and the fact that it failed instantly tells you that it never had those numbers.
Never had the numbers. And here's the whole thing, dude. It's like you guys got to realize you are. Here's the thing. I had a conversation with a buddy today who he says he'd tell me about how he's doing in his career, and I'd be like, that was great. But I told him, like, that is dead. And it's like,
what is dead? Sorry.
Like, just like all these, like, I was in cable comedy, cable television. It's withering on the vine, man. And it's just going to be all on these fucking streaming sites. And you're going to be able to watch, like, Martha and I just are banging out Ink Masters. I love that show. I know we talked about it last time. I mean, I love Ink Masters.
Master. Yeah,
is that Masters?
It's a joke in the last episode. Yeah, I drop in the S for you because the logo has just got no S. Yeah, it's Ink Master.
It's Ink Master. Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's just a little thing.
It's whatever I want to call it.
Yeah. Okay. I'll send him a letter.
So my point is, dude, that whole thing is gonna go.
I'm really
away.
Telling you that, so I don't have to keep doing that edit.
Okay, Ink Master.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I mean, people watch the show know I'm retarded. What we're seeing right now is, like, I think Joe Rogan, this group of people, are going to be the last of the television stars.
Well, I mean, Joe Rogan's not really a television star, is he?
Well, I mean, like, UFC was on TV, Fear Factor, but he's from that generation.
See, I don't know. I still think there's potential for something to capture the public's eye again, like something. I don't know.
Well, I mean, comedically, like, do you see
comedy? I don't know about comedy.
So my question is,
like,
once Rogan's done, who brings the crowds to the Comedy Store again?
Oh shit, I don't know. I mean, well, do we even know if Rogan is going to be coming back to the Comedy Store once it reopens, like, enough to make a difference?
I don't know. It all depends on how much he loves being in Austin. The thing that will happen in Austin is, are you going to do anything on a Tuesday night?
Yeah, that's a whole...
Because Austin, how many people live in Austin?
Well, it's fine now while we're under lockdown, but once everything reopens, then you got to...
What's going on? How many people live in Austin? Is it 2 million,
yeah,
1 couple, million, a million?
A couple million people. Austin population. This says 978,000.
Okay.
That might be the city proper, though. Let me see what, like, the metro area is.
Yeah, Austin County, is that what it's called?
The population of the metro area is 2.2 million.
Okay. That's a lot of people, but that's not enough.
No, I mean, the LA population.
Keep seven nights a week going. That's why it only works in LA and New York.
The population of Los Angeles is.
Oh, and by the way.
The metro area is 13 million.
Yeah.
But
let's face it, Johnny, you've lived out here long enough. L.A. to San Diego is pretty much one big city.
Oh, dude. It's just unlike any other place.
It's great, dude. It's great.
Yeah,
and, like,
you can get
everybody's leaving. Here's the only hope we need. This is what we need, Johnny. And you and I are both Democrat. I don't want to get too political.
No, I'm not. I'm a libertarian.
I'm a shapeshifter. Okay?
I mean, I'm a registered libertarian.
I'm in the shapeshifters. No, not the lizard people though. I gotta figure that out, dude. But the point is, we need somebody coming here. And here's the thing about taxes in California: you don't want them too high, but you don't want them too low either. And I hate taxes, but that's a tax to keep everybody from moving here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the rent used to be the tax, and now I think they're going down finally a little bit.
Oh yeah, big time, dude. Big time.
But that's what the cycle is going to be. Everybody's saying New York is dead, but what the cycle is going to be, and always has been, is that people start to move out, then rent gets affordable, then young people move back in.
I think the problem with New York, I think people are going to move back in, But the bit there, it will never be, in my humble opinion, it's going to be a long time until office work comes back, because people are going to realize you could just Zoom that.
Why
shit.
Why does it ever come back? Why do we need it?
No, we don't. But that's a big part of New York.
Yeah, you're right.
Is the hustle and the bustle. But maybe that's better. Maybe all those off and get them the fuck out so people can drive around now, live a regular life.
And not inhale brake dust all day, cancer-causing shit from the air from all these people.
Listen, we've said this before on the show. New York City, the people are wonderful. The comedy is great. The art is great. That is a giant camouflage for what's going on in that city, which is Wall Street. And all the war crimes committed in the name of stockholders. Yeah. And profits.
Yeah.
It needed to fucking change.
Yeah. Everybody in this room, everybody on this show, most of the people in the world, I think, have buttholes. And that means that most of the people in the world can get something out of this great ad for HelloTushy.com, our new advertiser here on the show. We're happy to welcome them to the Broken Simulation family. To me, it's hard to believe that when you go to the bathroom in this country, most of us wipe instead of wash. Because if you had feces on your leg, would you use toilet paper to get it off? Probably not, right? Probably you'd use some water. You'd spray that shit down. Well, that's where HelloTushy.com comes in. This thing is an attachment to your existing toilet. It requires no electricity or additional plumbing and cuts toilet paper use by 80%. So if you care about the environment, it's also for you. The HelloTushy bidet pays for itself in just a few months. With HelloTushy, you don't wipe at all. Even the best two-ply toilet paper just doesn't cut it when it comes to the hands-free poop experience. So you can ditch paper products. The HelloTushy.com bidet attachment comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty. And up to now, bidets have just been insanely expensive. We're talking thousands of dollars. But HelloTushy.com has modernized the bidet and democratized the technology, making it affordable and available to everyone. It's simple to install. And it just sends the freshest stream of water right up your bum for only $79. Go to HelloTushy.com/broken to get 10% off. HelloTushy.com/broken for 10% off. We've got a special offer just for our listeners. You go to HelloTushy.com/broken for 10% off. That's HelloTushy.com/broken. It is the latest in butt cleaning technology. It's water. Get with the program and clean your butthole with a bidet.
Oh, Johnny, I need a new segment. It's time for a new segment we call Updates.
Updates. We'll figure out something.
Okay. Updates. Guys, guess what? I found out dude's dick isn't burning anymore.
Hold on.
Dude's dick, stop burning. Dude's dick, stop burning, dog. Yes. Thank you, guys. As you know, a gentleman has ran up to me several times, asked me to pray for him, and one of the things he asked me to pray for was his burning penis. And I saw him the other day. I go, am I praying? He goes, no, it's good. I don't need that anymore. Thank you, dude. Thank you, shape-shifting Jesus.
So it worked, man. Your prayers were heard.
Updates.
Your prayers were heard and answered.
My prayers were heard, and my prayers were answered.
Now, are you worried that your prayer that you could have used on something else, like a genie kind of, it was used on his dick?
No,
rather
dude.
Than, like,
shape-shifting Jesus gives you unlimited.
Okay, we have a story coming later about a genie. By
well, you know, just to let you know, I bought the premium package, so I get unlimited wishes.
From Jimmy Swaggart's church, is that where you got that from, the unlimited prayer package?
There's a certain kind of suit that you never want to buy anything from somebody, right? Those old televangelist suits that they wear.
Yeah. There's a certain hairstyle, too, that you just kind of want to avoid, and it's that slick back kind of like
Gordon
Gekko.
Didn't that one guy that went crazy, isn't he worth like $500 million?
Preacher?
Yeah.
What, the guy who got busted
with
the male
prostitute?
Remember
the guy who was like, COVID!
Oh, that guy. Yeah, that was video. It was so funny.
Update, Johnny! Update, Johnny!
What's the update?
Update! COVID's still here. That guy fucked up.
Yeah.
That guy fucked up.
Yeah, he did. It didn't work, man.
COVID's still here, doc. Oh, dude, I had to go to the hospital recently. And, you know, even though I have a girl, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to do something. Name the top five places it's hardest to pull ass.
Number one, combat zone, military.
Family reunion. Okay. That's got to be number one.
Yeah.
Okay. But you went too quick, Johnny. You gave out the one. You go five.
Well, no, I was just saying I think number one is Combat Zone Military.
It's
like Family Feud. It
depends on the region,
first.
Johnny. Depends on the region.
And the branch of the military, probably. I feel like on those boats in the Navy, they're probably getting free.
I was in Kazakhstan. Well, you know, in the submarine, I don't think they allow mixed people, so there's a lot of butt stuff going on.
No, they don't allow mixed people?
I don't think they allow mixed genders. Oh. I don't think you can have a man and a woman.
You were saying like you couldn't be like a sort of a mixed race
Blake
person.
Blake Griffin's not allowed on a fucking sub.
Yeah, yeah. Have you served in the military? Tell us how much sex is going on in the military. Combat zones.
It depends on where you are. Like some places, they'll allow you to drink, but you can't have sex. And then some places, you can have sex, but you can't drink. Like Kazakhstan, you can get your freak on.
Kazakhstan, you can
drink, but you can screw.
The military for Kazakhstan?
Yeah, depending on...
Well, I'm thinking U.S. military here.
But it's depending on the local, basically... traditions.
Okay.
So in Afghanistan, dude, like when we went there, dude, it was right after a couple years after 9/11. Yeah. Dude, it was like walking around ASU, except for all the hot chicks had fucking guns on them.
Afghanistan?
And this chick totally wanted the bone, and I just read it wrong.
American military?
Yeah.
You think you could have made it work?
Dude, I have a new fetish. It's called chicks with guns. I got that day. I was like, damn, I like chick with guns. So now because Turkey's being a piece of shit going after fucking Armenia through as Azerbaijan, okay, there's a lot of pictures of hot Armenian chicks with guns. Guess what? Daddy, rock hard salute.
So you're off of the Israeli twerking videos and you're...
No, I mean, I'm really mad at Israel right now, so I don't want to get into it. Okay?
Okay. Let's see. So we got... family reunions, combat zones for active duty military.
I don't think combat zone's on there, but we'll throw it on there just so you feel welcome.
All right.
Hospital.
It is against
hospital.
The rules. Are you allowed to have sex? I don't think so in the military.
Hospital.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
Hospital.
Yeah.
It has to be top three. Hardest place to pull ass. Death is in the air. Everybody's thinking of STDs. Right? They got to be like, oh, dude, you got it. It's like, no,
infections,
dude, I got
nothing. Like
just
that.
Suck it, you know? So hospital.
Now, are we talking about you can just get like a tug job? Or are we?
Any action at all
any
at that
action
point.
At all. Okay. All right. Huh. Well, for you, it sounds like high school, maybe.
Well, for high school, definitely was hard for me. But that, I mean, overall, not just for Sam, Johnny.
Got it. I just wanted to
So we
that.
Got... well, jail's hard because there's no intersex.
Oh, jail's brutal.
But
yeah.
Butt sex, I guess. But are we say man-woman sex or just
gay
any
for
sex?
The, gay for the
hey,
stay.
Dude, we got some gay listeners. I'm sure there's like two. So we're not going to exclude them.
Yeah, well, and apparently the women, like, they hitch up, no problem. And
do you think that men guards in female prisons get paid less because they're like, we're going to throw a ton of ass in there?
That would be funny if they do.
Ton of ass.
Pay gap. Gender pay gap.
Dude, you got to have a good pull-out game in that fucking... Ooh. If you're a male prison guard...
Condom. Come on, dude. Condom.
Well, you're just fucking... You're just walking in with a bunch of Plan B.
There's this dumb show that Jason turned me on to. Jason Tebow, our friend. It's called Love After Lockup. And it's about these people, right? There are these websites where you can sign up to become a pen pal with prisoners. And it's about these people that meet people in prison while they're in prison.
Yeah.
And then how their relationship goes from the day they get out of prison.
Yeah.
After that, dude. These
Johnny, what do you think? Oh, by the way, that's on Oprah's channel.
Yeah, it's on Women's Entertainment.
Which, have you seen? Remember that show? It was going to be Uplifting?
Oh, no. It's on Women's Entertainment Television. It's not on OWN. It's on Women's. On WE. Women's.
Oprah has
Does she
one
own
of those.
Women's Entertainment?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe she does.
No, I don't know if she owns Women Entertainment, but on OWN, they have like a dating prison show. Johnny, and by the way,
it's owned by AMC. We is.
Okay. Johnny.
We got to finish our top three.
Yeah, but I just want to ask you, pen pal.
And I checked it out. There's some beautiful women.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Was that what you were going to ask me?
No, I was going to be, do you think is the percentage of body fat.
Oh, dude, there's some hot.
Really?
Hot chicks.
I bet you they're not real people. I'm telling you, dude. You ever go on Twitter and you're like a hot chick?
No, but it's not like they aren't websites like that where they're trying to make money. Some of these websites are actually facilitated by the prison, by the government.
Yeah, and there's guys out there that want to have dudes think they're chicks and try to get them to be weird. Dude, that's just prison catfishing.
No, here's why they do it. No, you're looking for the reason, and that's smart of you. But the reason do it is because they put their prisoner number on there, and it's like loading up a cash card. It's like their Amazon wish list. They get these guys to send them money. That's what it's all about, dude. And then
Do you know a guy that has an Amazon wish list?
No,
it's all
not
chicks.
A public one, yeah.
Like regular chicks, here's my Amazon wish list. Like, what is this? What are you doing?
Because they know people are going to give them shit, dude.
But tell me again how hard it is to be a woman.
That's why they post all those hot pics on Instagram.
Tell me how hard it is to be.
Yeah. Okay, so top three we need two more.
So what do we have? We have jail.
Combat zone, active duty military.
I'm on Aztec.
Hospital. We're barely getting to five here. Let's leave it in.
I had family reunion.
Did we include that? I think we got that one, right?
No, you didn't.
Hospital, military, family reunion. What else?
Jail. I thought you had jail.
Okay, one more.
So we need one more.
One more. We can do this. What are some places Mount Everest.
Mount Everest. Can I take out military?
You want to take out military for
funeral?
Funeral.
Dude, if you can pull ass at a funeral, you're either rich or known for having the biggest dick in the game.
That's a big thing in movies, though. Sex after and during funerals.
At a funeral.
But think about how people deal with grief, man. A lot of people, sex addicts especially, deal with emotions by having sex.
But dude, what about the chick who goes to a funeral dressed hot? Oh, I'm going to own all the boners.
Dude, it happens all the time. It's like the women that go to church and just look smoking. I remember being 12 and not listening to anything that was going on in church.
You're just trying to look up the skirts?
Well, waiting for that button to finally pop, right here.
Or, you know what else is taboo? Is to be a chick who dresses super hot to go to somebody's wedding. You're not supposed to try to out-hot, because that's weird chick. Weird unwritten rules.
All kinds of rules. It's like baseball.
Women have
it's
weird
like baseball.
Rules.
It's like baseball.
Another rule is dibs. If a chick calls dibs on you, her friends aren't allowed to try to give you ass. Yeah. And it's bullshit.
Yeah. And that can really, that's a cock block for you.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah.
It really is. So what is it? The top five hardest places. Now, I would like for people, if we do
I think we called this last week, so we can use the same graphic and music. Power rank this.
Power rank this. We're going to do power rank. Okay, we're going to do a quick power rank this on hardest places to pull ass.
Number five. What do we think number five is?
Okay, I would go war zone.
I thought you pulled that out.
Okay, so funeral, because you seem to think everyone's boning at funerals.
Well, okay. I just don't think it's
number four.
That's the family reunion?
Family reunion.
Family reunion. Number four. Number three. What do we got there? We'll tighten this up.
Jail? Jail?
Jail at number three.
What was the other one? I know what the number one is. I don't want to get
Mount Everest?
Mount Everest is number
two.
Yeah, I'll go number two.
Okay, and then what's number one? Number one.
Hospital.
Hospital's number one.
Hospital's number hardest place.
I guarantee you more people have sex by percentage at a hospital than on Mount Everest.
Well, you got to go by percentage of people who go there.
That's what I'm saying, by percentage. I'm telling you more people, because you can't
because there's more opportunity, but I'm telling you, dude, it's okay. Give us your, if you're at home and you care, send us your power ranking. And send us a video of talking about the weirdest place you gave ass.
Yeah, send us your power rank. Contact brokensim at gmail.com.
Ladies, you can let us know, too, where you gave it up if it was a weird place. Yeah. If it was a weird place.
Oh, well, okay, buddy. Might be wrong here. Because this is the first story that came up when I searched Mount Everest sex. You ready for this? You're going to love this, Sam.
Yes.
Check it out. From The Sun in the UK. The source of all slander and sleaze. Check it out, dude. Look. Mount Everest climber reveals wild sex parties as couples romped in toilets to celebrate escaping death after 11 killed in a week. Isn't that crazy, dude?
So, Johnny, are we taking it off?
I think we put the military in and take off Mount Everest.
I don't think the military should be on there, but you can do war
zone.
It's
not in the military. It's in a combat zone. Like, while like if you're in Fallujah.
How about this one? DMV.
The DMV.
Has anyone pulled ass at the
DMV?
Well,
no, if we're I think that's just like high school almost.
Okay, all right.
That's kind of like, you know, you're trapped in a place. Right, you can pull ass there because people are bored.
All right.
A woman has revealed that Everest isn't the only thing getting...
Traffic court!
Dude, listen to this fucking... this subhead here. A woman has revealed that Everest isn't the only thing getting mounted in the Himalayas. That's the sun right there.
That may be the funniest thing ever, dude. First time mountaineer reveals the raunchy antics that took place in Nepal when she visited base camp. Okay. I mean, like, dude, the chicks up there gotta be a little crazy, right? And then, yeah. What a great way to keep warm. But what if you go to jizz and it just fucking freezes? And then you got jizzicle.
And you put her eye out with it.
And you can't fucking break it off because your dick. And then, dude, what if it's so cold your dick freezes? Oh, you pull it out in a second because you're mostly water.
All right, now we're going to have a quick word from our sponsor, MyBookie. We love MyBookie around here. With thousands of lines available on all your favorite sports and events, you can turn your game day into payday. With MyBookie. If you're the type of guy who likes to back the big favorites, consider putting a couple in a parlay for a much bigger payout. Not only do parlays make meaningless games exciting, but more importantly, they give you a chance to turn ordinary bets into real moneymakers. And don't forget the underdogs. They have a ton of value too. The thing about the NFL is that underdogs are never really underdogs on Sunday. Every team, and this is what makes the NFL great, truly has a chance to win. And now you do too, thanks to MyBookie. Game spreads, championship futures, and player prop bets. It's never too late to get in on the action and start turning your sports knowledge into actual cash in your wallet. And who couldn't use a little extra cash? Sign up at MyBookie, and when you do, use our promo code BROKENSIM, that's one word, to claim a deposit match, dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. It's a bonus designed to give you a little help and a head start on your winning season. That's promo code BROKENSIM, one word, for you to claim your bonus when you make your deposit. Stacked UFC cards, all the major sports, and more. Sign up today and begin your winning season exclusively at MyBookie.
So I don't know if I talked about this already, but so I have two loving children, and I love them. And when you don't have kids, you think disciplining your kids is really easy.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
You think it's easy. You think you're just going to be like your gym coach and be like, hey. Oh. No. By the way, my gym coach used to call us woodchucks and squirrels. Hey, you squirrel.
Gym coaches are like the wackiest ones, right? Like the wackiest coaches.
Yeah, I mean, is there any male gym coaches anymore, or are they all power lesbians?
I don't know about that.
By the way, a gym coach would be a great person to punch Ellen in the face, by the way. By the way, dude, Johnny, now were the, like, let's treat the children like they're precious people. Was that implemented by the time you went through school? Because that wasn't when I was in school.
Well, what do you, no, not quite. Not like everybody gets a first place trophy.
Dude,
none
we had
of that shit.
Fight Club in our fucking gym class.
Oh, yeah, no, we still had plenty of that shit. Yeah, people, we had
your
this,
gym teacher set you up for Fight Club?
And when I was in elementary school, remember, did you ever do the thing where you pull the parachute over your head and everybody gets inside?
Yeah.
And
that's another place hard to get laid at.
When I was in, like, first grade, our gym teacher, he would put us inside of that thing. And then he would put on this Halloween horror mask that looked like a wolf with blood coming down and scare all the kids would be crying in the gym class. He'd scare the shit out of us, Mr. Myers. And he'd run around going,
oh, and his last name's Myers.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. David Myers, that's his name. And he would run around scaring the shit out of us with the wolf mask on.
My gym teacher set up Fight Club.
Fight Club.
He would fucking everyone sit down. You guys would make them fucking fight with
each
other.
Funny.
Right?
Well, we did that in football. Dude, when I played football at like
fist
six,
fight?
We'd do this game where the bull in the circle is still a game that they play in some football. But we're kids, like little kids, where you just line up across from somebody and hit them helmet to helmet as hard as you can like this, you know? We don't do that shit anymore. I mean, brain damage.
Well, you know, it's like I have two daughters. One's Ghost, one Ninja. And I am already debating when I want to get them into Krav Maga.
Well, what was this? The you had.
I'm
a thing
getting
about,
into it. It's gonna go. Okay, okay. Because nobody fight. Nobody stops fights anymore. Johnny, have you noticed that?
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah, people are more likely to film a fight.
Yeah, they'll film. So you're getting brain trauma. Everyone's yelling "World Star Hip Hop" the whole time. And my daughters ain't gonna, dude. The Tripoli twins ain't nothing to fuck with. So I'm gonna get them in the Krav Maga very early. But it's very interesting, Johnny. I live.
Are
on,
you worried about them being converted to Zionism in Krav Maga?
Maybe. I mean, I which will lead into this thing. Okay. I live in a predominantly Jewish, Armenian, Russian, Asian area.
How can it be predominantly all those four? It's got to be one. Because
it's just pockets. Just all of them. Okay. It's just pockets. I mean, it's mostly Jewish.
Mine is mostly Orthodox.
Then there's a little Russian-Armenian area. And then there's like an Asian store.
Wait, Russian and Armenian? Do they mix the Russians
I'm
and the
Russian-Armenian.
Okay. Do they mix as a community
out here? I'm from Vaughn. I'm from the village Vaughn.
Do they mix out here? Like, is that a community that mixes the Russians yeah. and the Armenians?
Yeah, Armenia. So a lot of people don't realize that the Armenian-Azerbaijan conflict is an attempt by the elites to start World War III.
I think they already did that.
Can you edit that out, please?
Yeah.
All right, Johnny, I'm not going to move forward until you give me your psalm. You'll edit that out.
Edit out what?
Where I say World War II. I will not talk again.
I will edit out that part where you said World War II.
Every time I say World War
II. Fuck you. How did you know? I can't edit it out of the one on Patreon, but I will edit out the main one. I promise. The whole point of the Patreon is that it's unedited. They get to see all this shit. Warts and all.
So a lot of people don't realize that the Armenian-Azerbaijan war, okay, mm-hmm. is the attempt by the lizard people to bring on World War III.
Or World War II, as some might say.
World War III, okay? Because they want to draw Russia into, so they're trying to start a war with Armenia, and they're on the border of Iran, and they're trying to draw Iran in. Now, if Iran comes in the war, Russia and China both have a treaty. They have to join the war.
Right.
So Israel is selling weapons to Azerbaijan to use against the Armenians because
Who is Armenia allied with?
Allied with Russia.
And who is Azerbaijan allied with?
Turkey and Israel.
Okay, that's a weird pairing, Turkey and
not
Israel.
If you know about Kazarians. Moving right along. So I have two daughters. I love them very much. I allow the mother to dress them. We don't have a lot of dresses.
Mm-hmm.
They do a lot of pants.
You
okay?
Yeah, tomboys.
No! That's the one. Dude, these old Jewish ladies get so mad at us. And they're like...
Wait, what do you mean? They're commenting on the fashion choices?
They're like, oh, the twins, are they little boys? We're like, no, they're girls. Then why do you dress them like boys? And they go nuts. So today I go to a coffee donut shop near me, ran by a fresh-off-the-boat Asian. Okay?
Are you trying to make lesbians? I know you would like that.
These people think my kids are trans. They're 9 months old. They're not trans. They're loving little girls. So I go to this coffee shop because I decide I don't want to go get I don't want to get Starbucks this morning. I want to go to this coffee shop. I want to spend at coffee shop. Walk in, Asian lady, very fresh off the boat. Okay, very fresh off the boat. Thick Asian accent. Hello.
What the fuck?
Very thick Asian. Hey man. You can meet me at the coffee shop and tell me if she doesn't talk like that.
How does she talk again?
Hello! So I'm like, hey, man, can I get a coffee? I'd like a coffee. Do you have almond milk? Oh, yeah, we have almond milk. I'm like, awesome. I go, can I get a onion bagel, cream cheese, turkey, cucumber? No, 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 I cannot. I'm like, why? She goes, because we don't have cucumber. I go, then forget the cucumber. Right? So we're sitting there. She's like, okay, I get it. She's like, oh, my God, twins. I'm like, yeah. So that one girl and that one's a boy. I go, no, man, they're both girls.
I got to see what you're dressing these kids. Can you send me a picture so we can put it on this?
No, I cannot give you a fucking picture.
What do you mean?
Picture.
They're all over Instagram.
No, I'm not. I got to talk to the mom about that. I just watched this video. You can't even put those up. But the point is, people get mad. Yeah, I am.
I think that's a good idea.
I'm doing it.
I think
so. People get mad that my daughters wear pants.
Okay.
It's weird.
Yeah, I don't see why people should have any say in what you're doing to your kids.
I agree. So, Johnny.
But are you, be honest, are you? Do you kind of hope they're lesbians?
No.
Okay.
I don't. I want them to be whatever they grow up to be. I'm pretty sure
I've heard you say that you would like to have some lesbians.
In jest.
Okay.
I want my daughters to be whatever they want to be, okay, as long as they're happy.
But would you rather them be happy being lesbians or being happy being straight?
I'd rather them be happy. You're not going to get me to admit to anything because I have no take in that. I don't have any concern either way.
No opinion. All right.
Okay. So the hard thing, because I love these little munchkins so much, it is really hard for me to discipline them. So I now have a solution.
What are you even disciplining the kids that age about? How old are they?
How about getting into the poop pail and throwing poop all over the place?
Well, how old are they?
They're about to be 9 months.
So, I mean, like, but do they even know what they're doing? You know what I'm saying? Like,
Ghost likes to put her hand in the poop pail, grab diapers, and throw it at people.
Can they even, but what I'm saying is like, is this even worthwhile to discipline them at this point?
You got to start, okay. Johnny, the point is I can't do anything. I'm not
what
good
are
at
you
it.
Doing then?
So the answer is black nannies, okay? That's what I get. I get black nannies to take care of my kids.
This is because, like The Help, that movie The Help.
Yeah, I get black nannies. They don't give a dude, you ever dealt with black women at customer service?
Yeah.
Dude, when you lose your luggage, where they send you? To baggage claim, right? And who's there? A black woman. And guess what? That woman doesn't give a fuck about your feelings, okay? Fuck your feelings.
This is how we get demonetized.
Well, my biggest thing, Johnny, is like, what do we do? What do we do, dude? Like they are threatening to take away my YouTube channel.
That's such... I don't... I mean, it's...
Do I put all my tinfoil hats up?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to, and you have to cultivate another spot to drop them. You know what I mean? Like,
I found this one place, but it's like if I put all these videos up, it doesn't get like, oh, I already paid for them. Every month, as I put more videos up, the price of me hosting those videos there keeps going up. So it starts at $500 a month, let's say. It will skyrocket.
Oh. Like, I like, you know, your buddy Ben Swan has an alternative platform called ICE, I-S-E, TV, that he's trying to make, like, the YouTube without censorship. And, I mean, something like that has to work eventually for us to be saved from YouTube.
Well, BitChute's doing it, but now they're fucking with BitChute.
Yeah, I heard they were fucking with them.
Yeah, they, like, Apple took down, or Google took down their app. And that's it. It's not even that they don't want you doing it on their thing, and they don't want you doing it anywhere else. It's like, what is that?
Yeah.
All right, Johnny, that was my story. I love black nannies. You made it sound racist. It wasn't. Let's get through the stories.
Let's get through them, because fuck it. Who gives a shit? All right, here's a fun sports story. You ready?
Yeah.
This is from The 18, a news website in Scotland.
I'm going to be able to see here.
Headline, yeah. State-of-the-art computerized match camera in Scotland. Now, you know they have these. It's called VAR, Video Assistant Referee. And they review plays, like see if the ball went over the line, shit like that. Here's the headline. State-of-the-art computerized match camera in Scotland continuously mistakes assistant referee's bald head for the ball. That's his head right there. Look at that. See it right there?
Oh, yeah.
And this computer just kept thinking that was the ball.
Yeah, I bet you next game you got to wear a hat.
Inverness Caledonian Thistle don't employ a cameraman as their camera is pre-programmed to follow the... Oh, no, this isn't the VAR. Okay, I gotta say, take that back. It's there. They have a robo camera because of
COVID.
COVID, yeah. And and it's trained to follow the ball. And so it just kept following this guy's bald-ass head around. Inverness Caledonian Thistle don't employ a cameraman as their camera is programmed to follow the ball throughout the match. The commentator had to apologize today as the camera kept mistaking the ball for the linesman's head.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's got a giant ball head. I mean, that guy looks like a ball.
So our robo overlords aren't quite ready to take over that job yet.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I mean, these AIs can't read memes. I mean, I'm not too worried about them.
Memes are a difficult form of humor.
You know who else can't get memes? Fucking your grandma can't get a meme.
Yeah.
People from third world countries don't get sarcasm, don't get memes.
Third world countries don't get sarcasm? What is that? What do you mean by that?
Sarcasm.
What does that have to do with being from a third world country?
Stark? Oh, dude. By the way, my daughter... don't show us on the camera. You're going to laugh your ass off. My daughter makes this pose all the time. She does the Burt Reynolds.
Where he's naked? Yeah, yeah.
All the time. That's all she does. Is she Burt Reynolds it all the time.
That's so funny. You're not camera's on.
It makes me laugh so much. Next story, Johnny. All I'm right, Johnny, am I crushing it? Crushing it or super crushing it?
The first one.
Crushing it. Yeah, yes.
Just regular crushing
it. Johnny, you're going to make me look like a racist today.
I'll cut most of that shit out of the
No, bag. Don't. I want people to come to the coffee shop and talk to this lady.
Oh, no, that one I'll leave in for sure.
What?
I was talking about the angry
Bring
black.
It! Bring it! Dude, the thing I love about Asian stores is like they'll pack like 9 different businesses into one place.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For
It'll
sure.
be like Chinese food, donuts, auto repair, massage.
Well, because the person with dry the lease cleaning. Is like subletting it out like 5 different times every square foot.
They're just like, just come here.
It's like Better Call Saul. You know how he rents that room in the back office of that
They're
place?
Just like, dude, whatever you're looking for. We'll take your money.
Yeah.
All right, Johnny. I thought that was a great joke.
No, it was. this is from The Griot. Michigan man missing after allegedly spending virus relief funds on luxury gifts for his girlfriend.
Say that again?
A Michigan man looks to be on the run after allegedly conspiring to steal $2.5 million in coronavirus relief funds, and he spent them on luxury gifts for his girlfriend.
Dude, ass will make you go crazy, bro.
That's where your virus relief funds are being spent, though.
Well, how about that football player from USC applied for a virus relief, and he got it. Now they're saying he's it was fraud.
I missed that one.
Dude, is this
Johnny Richardson, 25, and his girlfriend, Micaiah Taylor, 27, are accused of teaming up with Brandy Hawkins, a contract employee of the Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency, to embezzle the money. There she is right there.
She is hot.
Micaiah Taylor. The couple bragged about their newfound fortune on Instagram. That's so stupid.
Dude, number one. Hey, guys, here we go. Your Uncle Sam's life lesson tools. What should we call the segment?
Uncle Sam's life lessons. Life lessons from Uncle Sam.
Here we are. This is a new segment called Uncle Sam's Life Lessons. Here's lesson number one. When committing a crime, don't brag about it on the internet. Don't take pictures of the money you just stole and let everybody know you stole it. Please stop being retarded.
The more you know.
Am I allowed to say retarded?
Probably not.
I flunked first grade, AIs.
Yeah, he's technically retarded.
I am technically retarded. He had to ask me if I could write.
The couple bragged about their newfound fortune on Instagram. In one post, Richardson shared a photo of a gift-wrapped Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon worth more than $130,000.
Dude, I mean, how much money did they take?
$2.5 million.
That reminds me of Dr. Evil going, $1 million. Like, dude, I like... $2 million is a lot of money, but it's not a lot of money.
If you're going to go buy G-Wagons and shit.
What are you, an idiot?
Yeah. Baby, this is what the comment Richardson wrote on the Instagram post. Baby, you deserve everything. I got the big house you wanted and the car and the jewelry. By the way, I love you so much, and I'm not done. Next week, I got something better.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, dude, as soon as this money rolls out, she's leaving you. As soon as this money's gone, she's going to leave you.
How many? I mean, how did they not get caught faster? $2.5 million in fake unemployment claim?
I just love that they thought they were going to get away with it.
They bought high-end handbags, luxury items, just all kinds of shit.
Like, wouldn't you just go buy Bitcoin? Like, buy $2 million in Bitcoin. What are they can't take it from you. Could they take your Bitcoin?
No, if you effectively hid it and memorized like the wallet, yeah, they couldn't find it. I mean, they could really like the FBI, but I don't think legally they could. They'd have to do it like break some laws.
This is a life tip. Another life tip from your Uncle Sam. If you're going to steal money, buy digital currency with it.
Here's another life tip. Don't text about your fucking crimes organize the whole thing on your cell phone. A search of her cell phone uncovered messages between Hawkins and others regarding unemployment benefits. This includes messages from Taylor and communications involving unemployment claims for Richardson. So they busted them pretty easily. That's like an open shut case.
Do you think it's easier than ever to bust people for crimes? Like, there's more technology to bust crimes, and people are dumber than ever.
Dumber. That's a big part of it, yeah. That's a big part of it.
All right, next one. I'm crushing
right
now.
This is
just
a quick thing I want to talk about, because I want to see if there are people out there who get this, and maybe they can explain to us in the comments why this is a big thing. So the McRib is back, and it's a big deal, apparently. I don't get it. This is from AP News. McDonald's cult classic, the McRib is coming back. McRib, the fast food sandwich that went viral before viral was a thing, is back. Now, do you know why anybody gives a shit about this, Sam?
Okay, start that again. Sorry.
It's just the McRib is back.
Start the setup again. Okay, Johnny, next story. Next story,
not,
John.
Okay. We're not going to replay all that. McDonald's cult classic, the McRib, is back. I don't understand why.
I don't
anybody
either.
Gives a shit.
Like, it's like fake enthusiasm.
No, I think some people really like it, but
it's not a bad sandwich.
Isn't it?
But it's just such fake meat.
Yeah, it's like cardboard.
It's so obvious it's fake meat.
I don't know. I just don't get that. That gets such hype. I think I don't get that. I just wanted to get some comments on that. Okay.
I like it.
This one is just funny because of the headline.
By the way, dude, did you know that they I forget the name of the website, but it does like it's either like Dine Dash.
Probably not Dine and Dash.
No. It's like Dash. It's like whatever the food is.
DoorDash?
One of the food apps.
DoorDash.
They did a survey. They sent their employees to go eat, and then they asked them to power rank the best chicken sandwich. You know what the number one chicken sandwich was?
Chick-fil-A.
Nope.
I don't even know. Go ahead. Tell me.
Burger King.
Really?
Can you believe that?
I think Chick-fil-A is by far the best. You know Chick-fil-A uses MSG still in their sandwiches?
Of course they do.
Are you taking a picture of me?
Yes.
Why? To prove that you're still here?
Yes.
You ready for a headline?
Yes. All right, go on.
This is from the National Post, and this is funny because of the headline to me. Ontario man who killed his entire family apologizes to anyone, quote, impacted negatively by it.
I guess you're like, hey, man, I guess I got
some. No, but that's like that. You know, sometimes you say something really shitty and you give that shitty apology, like, if I hurt your feelings, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Like that shitty. He's like, if I hurt anyone's feelings by murdering my entire family, my bad. You know what I mean?
Johnny, the guy murdered his whole family. Are you like shocked that he does something stupid? I mean, like, that's what, when you do something that dumb and just evil, you say dumb, evil shit. Like, I totally make the guy's like, hey, dude, I'm sorry. Kiss and make up. Hey, guys, here's some Hallmark cards apologizing for me murdering my family.
This is from the National Post in Canada. A 24-year-old Ontario man.
Is that the guy apologizing?
No.
Oh.
Let's be clear. That is not the guy who murdered his entire family. Okay. A 24-year-old Ontario man who killed his entire family apologized Monday to anyone he had, quote, impacted negatively with his actions. As lawyers asked the judge to hand him a life sentence with no parole for 40 years, Minhaz Zaman.
Hold on, dude.
Yeah, go ahead.
Life parole. You killed your whole family and you could get, you're 24. You could get out at 64?
Yeah. Yeah. That's Canada, dude. It's not the U.S.
That's the most amazing bullshit I've ever heard in my life.
It's Canada, dude. They got a whole different outlook on shit up there. Minhaz Zaman pled guilty last month to 3 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of second-degree murder for killing his parents, grandmother, and sister at their home in Ontario.
He killed up. I thought he killed his kids. It's still disgusting.
That's better to you. That,
no,
that's,
it's not.
That's ageism.
Well, dude, killing your kids is like, I don't know. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life.
I would like to apologize to anyone I have impacted negatively with my actions, and especially to the people who knew my family and friends and loved ones. Who,
by the way, that is Canadian doing that, by the way. I got heckled in Canada. I told the guy, get the fuck out. He stood up, goes, I'm sorry I did that. My apologies. He apologized to everybody in the crowd. Went up, gave him
one. That's the problem. This guy apologized for murdering his entire family like he interrupted a comedy show.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. That's the problem. But that's Canadian.
Okay. Yeah, this is from the Chicago Sun-Times headline. You ready for this, Sam?
Yeah.
Costco drops coconut milk amid allegations of brand's forced monkey labor.
I find it absolutely amazing that people will get angry at monkeys grabbing coconuts, but these same fucking people love diamonds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good point.
You know? They love fucking diamonds. They love their Nike shoes. They have no problem. It's like Eddie Bravo when he talks about how Hollywood couldn't give a shit about pedophilia. If they're like, oh, they're killing kids. Whatever. Crazy Christian guy. Q-anonymous. But if you're like, they're killing dogs. What? No!
I noticed in the comments, people were like, where is Eddie Bravo? What? Is he just hanging out? Like...
I think you'll hear from Eddie Bravo in about 3 days.
But what is that a thing like that's happening with him? Is he like off the grid right now?
Yeah.
What, just hanging out?
I think a lot of people got a little weirded out by that whole Chris D'Elia, Brian Callen thing, and they decided to go off the grid.
Until the election, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't expect to find coconut milk on Costco shelves on your nearest shopping trip. The retailer is the latest pledging not to stock coconut products from Thai suppliers who have been accused of using monkeys as forced labor. Officials from the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, also known as PETA.
By the way, zoos are forced labor.
Well, they are against zoos also.
Okay.
What do you think of the White Sox hiring La Russa, by the way?
Did he break a golden rule?
Yeah, I was going to tell you about that. Yeah, yeah. Okay. No. Where is it? Oh, this is fun. This is just a quick one. This is from a website called driving.ca. It's a Canadian website. Headline, Ontario gas station mixes up diesel and premium, ruining drivers' cars.
How do you do that?
I don't know. The supplier of a pump in Hamilton got their tank refills backward. Oh. And dozens of drivers are absolutely steaming at the damage done.
But isn't it amazing that doesn't happen more?
Is it? I don't know. I mean, your one job is not to put the diesel in the gas thing.
But think about how many gas stations there are, how many idiots there are, how many of these guys hauling all this stuff are tweaking their balls off.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, I can't believe this doesn't happen more.
Accidentally putting diesel fuel into your gas engine just might be one of the few things scarier than watching Scooby and the gang descending into a
What the fuck? Yeah, somebody from Canada wrote that.
Yeah.
That guy should apologize even more than the guy who killed his family for that line.
I guess he's trying to do like a journalism joke. But U-Plus Gas on King Street East says its supplier, Econo Petroleum, made a mix-up that resulted in a diesel unit pumping out premium gas. Damn, that sucks. I guess they're going to have to pay for all that shit, huh?
Yeah, who does, though? The gas station or the premium black?
Probably the insurance for one of those. They probably have like errors in emissions insurance that pays for that shit. The station owner says less than 1,000 liters. Oh, so only 1,000 liters had been used from the tanks.
But then they got to flush out all the old stuff, do it all over again.
Yeah.
That guy's suing somebody.
Oh, there's going to be massive. Yeah.
Massive.
Immediately, this is from someone who was affected. Immediately when I left the station, the car started sputtering and making squealing noises, acting crazy, this lady told the newspaper.
Sounds like your car is haunted.
When Bartlett got home, she said her husband, who had asked her if she correctly filled the car, said, yeah, sure, I'm not stupid. She wasn't.
Dude, they're going to make some cash.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I got money from a class action suit against Volkswagen. I had a nice,
how much?
Like $5,000, something like that.
When?
They
is it too late? Can I get in on that?
Well, do you own a Volkswagen?
I did.
Really?
Yeah.
What year?
I don't know.
Like how long ago?
couple years ago?
I mean, I had a 2011, and it was the timing chains on these things would fail and ruin the engine, and they would. Back then, I had to pay for it. It replaced stripped the headers. I mean, they had to replace most of the engine, and like the cylinder heads and everything. And back then, I paid like $3,000 for it. And then
so you made $2,000.
Well, they tried to tell me it was my fault for not getting a service enough or whatever. And probably what was it like 9 years later? I found out about this lawsuit, and they had to pay out all these people. And I have all these emails from them saying, "No, it's your fault. Fuck you." And I sent it all right back up their ass because I kept all the records.
John, you love to shove emails up asses. That's your big thing.
I got
them.
I got them.
Well, that's the whole thing, dude. So you'll get a new car and they'll be like, after like 3,000 miles or whatever it is, 30,000, right? You got to come in and get a new checkup. Yeah. I'm like, I just got a new car. You're telling me 30,000 miles in, I got to go get a checkup?
Well, you got to get your oil change.
Well, I get my oil change all the time.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about oil change. This is a great, you might want to add this to your tips of, Uncle Sammy's tips. You ready for this?
Yeah.
This is from, the New Hampshire Union Leader. Headline: woman accused of impersonating prosecutor dropping criminal charges against herself.
This is the headline of all time. It is the greatest. And if we could interview her, I would like to interview her. Just get her mindset. I mean,
look at this lady. Look at her smile. She knows she's smart. Look at her. Lisa Landon, a Littleton woman, allegedly impersonated a Hillsborough County prosecutor when she filed bogus documents with court officials declaring that the drug possession and stalking case against her had been dropped.
Do you know what that says to me? She's on some kind of drug, because that's tweaker energy right there.
Lisa Landon, 33, faces one charge of false impersonation and six charges of falsifying physical evidence, according to Hillsborough County.
Oh, man. Can't they go, hey, dude, listen, we should send you to jail for a while, but we think that was a great attempt. Anybody after this, we're going to drop hammer on, but you thought outside the box. We're going to give you 2 weeks in jail.
Isn't that great?
I think creativity, I think if I'm a judge, I'm giving points for creativity.
Yeah, I hope she gets that judge. I think that judge, you know that judge that goes viral on Facebook all the time? That little old Jewish guy? He's like, yeah, you know.
Someone did a deep fake with me on his face.
Oh, really? That's great. I always hope she gets
I can show you it.
Yeah, please do. Send it to me. I'll put it in the video. Now, you can question the veracity of this website as I do, but here's the headline. Mom, quote, smelled daughter's cancer before leukemia diagnosis. What do you think of that?
I don't know. If you had to guess what cancer smells like, what would you think it is?
Takeout from McDonald's.
Great question. Great point.
That wasn't
dude.
A question.
Great point.
Dogs are known to have this uncanny ability to sniff out cancer cells in humans afflicted with illness, even months before diagnosis. So when news about a mother smelling daughter's cancer weeks before she was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia, it was something quite out of the ordinary. Sharon McAllister. You smell a little cancery.
I think it smells like baked beans.
That smells like leukemia.
Baked beans.
Sharon McAllister.
Sardines, dude.
Sardines.
What if cancer smells good, like cotton candy?
Yeah, I bet it smells like fish sauce. You ever smelled fish
sauce? Well, isn't it something like if you smell smoke or something, you might be having a heart attack?
I don't know. I know they say like you could be having a stroke if you smell weird shit like popcorn and weird shit like that. Sharon McAllister, a Scottish mom, posted on Facebook the gut-wrenching struggles of her daughter. That's a bummer. But anyway, she smelled the cancer first, so that's crazy, huh?
All right, dude, I gotta go.
Hold on, no.
I gotta go.
We aren't to the good ones yet. Hold on, we got a couple more. You gotta do these.
Go, dude.
They're good. All the comments last week, even though I cut out most of the shit, they were like, I see now that Sam rushes the show along, wants it to be over with. This is from BBC News. BBC News headline. You ready for this? Yeah. Essex firefighters rescue three men from tumble dryer.
I mean, dude, at this point, as a species, we are bored. We're bored as a species.
Essex County Fire and Rescue Services were called to a derelict laundry in Bower Hill, Epping on Friday.
Derelict laundry.
That
right
means
there.
It was like shut down, yeah.
Oh, someone broke in?
On Friday, after the men, thought to be in their late teens, crawled into an industrial-sized dryer. Two were in the dryer when the third's ankles became trapped in the door as he crawled in, the service says. The men were left in the care of the ambulance service.
What do you think they were going to do in there? I think they were going to blow each other.
Essex Police, the helicopter emergency medical services, helicopter medical emergency services, and the a bunch of ambulance people attended the incidents, which happened. Who cares what time it happened? Fire service watch manager Glenn Jackson said crews had to help the third man into the tumble dryer before he was able to remove the door and release all three. They used a range of equipment to free his ankles and allow him to crawl into the tumble dryer. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. Johnny, am I always on camera?
No.
Yeah, I mean, like, dude.
Only when you're talking, usually.
What?
Only when you're talking, usually.
There's unless people who are dumb, our children. They are dumb. Well, that's what happens. Like, people crawl into a refrigerator, it closes. Like, isn't it now they can't close like that? Like, you kick it open?
I hope so. I know it's like that in those, like, freezers, you know?
Yeah.
Remember I told you we had a story about a genie earlier? Well, we do have a story about a genie.
Here we go.
This is from India. Just waiting for
of
it to...
Of course it's from India.
Waiting for it to load up here. Hold
here,
on.
Loading. Can you get a graphic on you where it's loading? Because instead of giving me loading graphics...
It's not my brain. It's the internet. Which has its own loading graphics. Con artists summon, quote, genie and sell Aladdin's lamp to UP doctor for 31 lakh, whatever that is. So
that sounds like about a quarter.
These guys, Dr. L.A. Khan filed a complaint with the local police describing in detail how he had been swindled. Two men have been arrested in Western Uttar Pradesh. Oh, fuck these names. After they allegedly cheated a city doctor by selling him Aladdin's lamp, the magical artifact from the popular Middle Eastern folktale that brings forth a wish-granting genie when it is rubbed. Now, first of all, can this guy ever practice medicine again since he bought...
No shit.
Yeah.
No shit.
Like, you're done.
You're like, here's what I want you to do. You go... It's like, aren't you the genie, dude? That was one bad day in my life. One bad day! Nobody bats a thousand.
I started. Here we go. These two guys met this dude. The Connors met this doctor when he began treating a woman they described as their ailing mother. I started visiting their home to treat their supposed mother. The visits continued over a month. Gradually, they started telling me about a Baba, a godman, whom they claimed also visited their home. They started brainwashing me and asked me to meet the Baba. The doctor said he met the godman who seemed to perform such rituals. Eventually, this group told me they would sell me a lamp for this crazy amount of money.
Are those the dudes?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Dude, would you trust anything those guys are selling?
They told me this lamp would bring wealth, health, and good fortune. They said, this is Aladdin's lamp, Dr. Khan said. During one visit, Aladdin actually made an appearance in front of me. I did not know who this person was at the time. I later realized one of the accused was dressing up as Aladdin.
Now, he's got to be a voodoo doctor, right? There's no way he's passed the board test. It's got to be like, okay, I will kill the chicken. You ever see like Adult Swim?
Yeah.
I am so fucking.
No, I don't know that one. I don't. I've seen a few.
Todd, he ever done seen that one?
No.
You've never seen that?
No, like the shit I used to watch on Adult Swim was like Space Ghost and stuff.
Oh, dude, you gotta watch so fucking. We found it. You know, it's the best. That, dude, this guy had to be a voodoo doctor.
And apparently they did this scam all over the place. So, okay, headline. This is from Vice News. Rooster kills policeman in cockfighting raid gone wrong.
Well, you know what happens, dude? He runs in. They put fucking blades on these chickens.
Yeah, yeah, on their
and
on
the
their
guy
spurs,
went to
yeah.
hug the chicken and tell him it's going to be all right. Chicken's been through some shit. Thought it was his. Thought this guy was going to maybe make love to him because that's what they do with these chickens. And he fucking cut him and tried to make a run.
The accident happened during a crackdown on cockfighting in the Philippines. They banned this popular sport during during the pandemic. That's why they banned it.
Oh, yeah.
Of the pandemic. A Philippine police officer was killed during a cockfighting raid after one of the roosters accidentally cut his femoral artery, causing a massive blood loss.
Fuck. Yeah, because they put knives
yeah.
on him.
Yeah, well,
and the guy
right
shanked
there.
Him prison style.
There's a picture right there of it going on the spur. Though.
And I feel really bad for that guy because now everybody's got... Imagine, you know, it's my joke about the guy who died having sex with a horse. Like, imagine going to that funeral. Yeah.
Terrible, dude.
Everybody's crying so hard. Imagine going to the guy who got killed at a chicken fight.
It's terrible, dude. And last story, rapid fire.
Okay.
NASA discovers ultra-rare asteroid worth... And I don't even know what this... I'd made up the number I said. How many zeros is that? Look at that number.
That's
right there.
A lot of zeros. Okay, so that's
okay,
a million,
10,000 quadrillion is what
dude,
they call it.
Dude, first of all, fuck you, NASA. Nobody believes you.
$10,000 quadrillion they say this asteroid is worth.
Dude, this is Dr. Evil shit, right? This is just, you're making up numbers. It's like, you remember, okay, I never talked about this, but one time I got in a car accident, right? And I hit this van, and you never know what's in the van.
Yeah.
It could be a dude with bodies. It could be a soccer team. It could be a clown car. I hit I'm family of Mexicans, and they just kept piling out. When they hit me up, they sued me for $50,000.
What the fuck?
At that point, you might as well just sue me for the moon at that point. I mean, you're just making a number up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you aren't going to be able to pay any of that.
I ain't going to pay any of it.
Did you have insurance? Like, for
bodily
harm?
Barely, yeah. I mean, I did.
So you had liability coverage.
Yeah. But they're like, they're suing you. And it was even more than that. They're like, we're going to walk them down. But, dude, when you're like 20 and broke, $50,000? Yeah, I mean, eventually, he's probably settled on for a ham sandwich, but I don't even know. But, dude, it's like you're just throwing numbers out at that point.
That's a crazy.
That number is just like a quadrillion.
And let's be honest. That's not a, like, what's the best case for people piling out of a minivan, though? It's not. It's like anybody driving around a minivan with a
best
bunch of kids and stuff is like a nightmare.
Serial killer. Has a body in there.
That's the best case.
You hit him. He comes out. You find out there's a body. He gets arrested. There's actually a fucking warrant out for him. There's actually some sort of fucking
and you're a
reward.
Hero. You get interviewed.
You get
on
the reward. That's best case scenario.
That's it. You're right. You found it.
You can, or you hit a van full of playmates. They don't have insurance.
Like
they
the
say
end,
you
like
can
the
hit
end of
one
Dumb
of them.
And Dumber. Yeah.
You can hit one of it.
Oh, good one.
That's... probably best case scenario. Like that was a power rank, by the way. You sneaked in a power rank at the end. Power rank!
This.
Yeah. Third best scenario, van is a hologram, and you didn't hit anything. Those are the top three right there.
Okay. Okay.
Four, hit a van full of money. Guy's knocked out. You see the money. You take the money, and you run. And you live your new life.
If you see that it's drug money and there's like coke and stuff, do you still take the money? There's like coke there. You can tell it's like a heavy hitting like drug rate, a mule like.
That's
situation.
A great question.
Tough, right?
That's because then you know what if they got cameras everywhere and they see who you are?
Yeah, and then they come after you.
Oh yeah, no, I wouldn't touch that.
Yeah, I mean, now what?
That's under worst case scenario.
My girlfriend says that she would, if she found money on the street, like a bag full of like $1 million, she'd just take it. Would you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Unless I saw in the news, it was like this was going to cure the cancer and the children. And I'd be like,
because I hear stories about people giving that money back. And
yeah,
I'm like,
well, they're idiots.
Okay, give us a goodbye here,
guys. I know I crushed today. Some of you guys get upset. You don't understand how I live. I love you all very much. This has been Broken Simulation. Send us anything you want to power rank. We'll power rank it for us. Yeah, send us what you'd like to be power ranked. Send us the craziest place you got ass, or ladies, you gave up ass, okay? And that's about it. And hey, I think we should do Q&A. Send us your videos. Email us your videos. We're going to do Q&A on Broken Simulation. Thank you, guys.